Hey everybody, welcome to Voices from the Frontlines, your Tuesday at 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour show. This is your host, Eric Mann. I'm in studio with my friend and longtime program director, Alan Minsky, who's helped us so many times. And we're going to raise some money today, folks. This is the opening of the fund drive for the Voices from the Frontlines group. And we want a lot of you who have been listening, have been great listeners. This is our chance to support both KPFK and to sort of boost Voices from the Frontlines to show that our listeners are very committed to both the show and the station. So we're going to have two very, very interesting premiums today that we're going to talk about. One is going to be a Black Liberation collection that Alan's going to explain, and one is a Malcolm X collection. As you know, as regular Voices listeners, Voices from the Frontlines is about movements. It's about social movements. It's about changing society. We have people of all races, and it's an international show. We do movie reviews, you know, sports reviews. But there's no question that the Black Liberation Movement is a big theme on the show, and what we call Black Revolutionary Thought. And I'm listening to some of the clips on my way over here. I was just continually struck by the highly cerebral and philosophical nature of Black Liberation organizers. And it's a model for how I think we have to talk about society today. 818-985-5735. We want you to start already contributing to KPFK. Alan, why don't you explain first the premiums, the amount of money that each will generate, and tell us a little bit about the fund drive.
Well, this is the KPFK Winter Fund Drive, and of course, we're hoping to start it off with a bang and keep it as short as possible, return back to our regular programming where we have such amazing material, of course, from the Pacifica Radio Archives. You'll be hearing parts of it in a minute. So we are proud of the shows we do during the fund drive, but of course, we want to get back to having Eric and all of our hosts cover the news, events, and culture of the day. Well, the first thank you gift that we have, I'm going to start off with the one that's a little lower cost, but it is spectacular, folks. And it is the Malcolm X collection. It has 10 tracks. It is 9 hours long.
Wow.
It includes the legendary talk, The Ballot or the Bullet. It has, I believe, five other speeches by Malcolm X. It has a debate between Malcolm X and Bayard Rustin. It has an interview Malcolm X did. And then it also has three tracks which are about Malcolm X, a documentary on the life of Malcolm X. We have something from, get this, May 1968, which includes James Baldwin about Malcolm X, produced by KPFK Radio. And then we have John Henrik Clark on Malcolm X. So again, that is 6 speeches by Malcolm X, a debate with Bayard Rustin, an interview with Malcolm X, and then 3 tracks, which are basically looking back at the life of Malcolm X. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal collection for a $50 pledge of support.
So the first thing I want to say is, because I also want Alan to talk about the $200 gift, that's an amazing $50, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to get the Ballot of the Bullet, I never heard the debate. I knew Bayard Rustin, which we'll talk about, who I know is eulogized by a lot of people because he certainly fought for gay liberation, but a lot of people don't know he was a very conservative member of the civil rights establishment. So a debate between, and very tied to the Democratic Party, very tied to the AFL-CIO. So to listen to a debate between Bayard Rustin and Malcolm X in itself for $50 and helping KPFK is off the chart. Now tell us about the second premium. So,
well, the second premium is equally spectacular and more so. It is 30 hours of material. It is the Black History Month Jump Drive. I do have to say right off the bat, one of the certainly most spectacular things on it, and there are many spectacular things on it, it includes all 5 hours of original recorded material by Pacifica Radio of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That is available no other place. It has 6 tracks, which are on the Black Panthers. We have talks by Bobby Seale, Huey Newton, H-Rat Brown, Kathleen Cleaver, Elaine Brown, Stokely Carmichael, Eldridge Cleaver, Angela Davis talking about the Black Panthers. We have a three-track special called The Finding Black Power, which again includes James Baldwin, Malcolm X again, Bayard Rustin, Fannie Lou Hamer, Kwame Ture, who was earlier known as Stokely Carmichael, Leroy Jones, who was later known as Amiri Baraka. Then we have Dr. Cornel West, Odetta, two-part special on W.B. Du Bois' The Soul of Black Folk. We have Dick Gregory, George Jackson, and the Soledad Brothers, The Confessions of Nat Turner. We have a three-part series, Redefining Black Power in the Age of Obama and Eric, on and on and on. It is a phenomenal collection called Black History Month for a $200 pledge of support. Now, it only has a little Malcolm X. You can combine Malcolm X with the Black History Month jump drive for a $240 pledge. So it's $50 for the Malcolm X by itself, $200 for the Black History Month jump drive, or get them all together, just $20 a month for a $240 pledge at 818-985-5735.
All right, so before we even put it on, everybody, 818-985-5735. This is, again, rather amazing. We're going to let them speak for themselves, so I won't push it too hard before. But I think especially for the younger generation, which means anybody who was not alive to actually hear the voices of the people that Alan's talking about, it's going to blow your mind, all these people you've heard about and the brilliant oratory, which we're going to get to. And secondly, for those of us who were there, it's going to blow our mind to remember that as much as we remember, it was better than we thought. So why don't we start with what's the first? So 818-985-5735. Come on, folks, $240. Go for the $240. $20 a month off your credit card. They'll do it right in 12 installments.
Absolutely.
$240. That's the way to go. Alan, what's going to be the first clip?
Well, we're going to hear from Malcolm X. Again, this is from the Malcolm X collection. You should get by itself for a $50 pledge or for $240 when you get everything together. And this is how it takes a revolution to overturn systems. And let's now hear from Malcolm X.
In the South, they're outright political wolves. In the North, they're political foxes. A fox and a wolf are both canine. Both belong to the dog family. Now, you take your choice. You're going to choose a northern dog or a southern dog. Because either dog you choose, I guarantee you, you'll still be in the doghouse. This is why I say it's the ballot or the bullet. It's liberty or it's death. It's freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. America today finds herself in a unique situation. Historically, revolutions are bloody. Oh, yes, they are. They have never had a bloodless revolution or a nonviolent revolution. That don't happen even in Hollywood. You don't have a revolution in which you love your enemy. And you don't have a revolution in which you're begging the system of exploitation to integrate you into it. Revolutions overturn systems. Revolutions destroy systems. A revolution is bloody. But America is in a unique position. She's the only country in history in a position actually to become involved in a bloodless revolution. The Russian Revolution was bloody. Chinese Revolution was bloody. French Revolution was bloody. Cuban Revolution was bloody. And there was nothing more bloody than the American Revolution. But today, this country can become involved in a revolution that won't take bloodshed. All she's got to do is give the black man in this country everything that's doing. Everything. Everything. hope that the white man can see this. Because if you don't see it, you're finished. If you don't see it, you're going to become involved in some action in which you don't have a chance. We don't care anything about your atomic bomb. It's useless. Because other countries have atomic bombs. When two or three different countries have atomic bombs, nobody can use it. So it means that the white man today is without a weapon. If you want some action, you got to come on down to earth. And there's more black people on earth than there are white people on earth.
818-985-5735. I have a billion thoughts just about Malcolm X in 3 minutes. He's such a brilliant thinker. But that's first of all, you could get that talk as part of the Ballad of the Poet for $50, which we really urge you to do, 818-985. And we're going to be going out to the phone room, folks. I want to go back there and have people give me cards. So friends of Voices from the Frontlines, you are obligated to do this. You know, I'm finally allowed to fundraise aggressively because I've always said on the show, what's the point of having an idea if you don't do anything about it? If people come on here and they say they're going on strike, I say, you got to go join them on strike. If people are saying that they're about to execute somebody, we have to stop the execution. If KPFK says that we want to raise money, you got to raise money. 818-985-5735. Please call. Now, a couple of thoughts on Malcolm X. Geez, a million. First, sense of humor. King is, if you listen to King, that's not his strong suit. But Malcolm has used humor in the most brilliant way to lighten up a very, very, very heavy subject and also to ridicule his enemies. So the idea, which you'll also hear perhaps later with Fannie Lou Hamer talking about up south and down south, about saying you guys are kidding yourselves in the north. So he's agitating people in the north to say, if you think the problem is down south we got wolves and upstairs you got foxes, meaning they're more clever. They're psyching you, you know, and they're both from the dog family. So that's pretty brilliant. Then the second thing he says, which is we do not want to integrate into an exploitative system. This is a direct struggle with the civil rights establishment because he's beginning to talk about capitalism. Otherwise, he's saying, well, we would just get into your system, but he's trying to say we don't want to get into your system. Then third, he's walking a very complicated line because he's trying to say, first of all, that violence is necessary in historical revolutions. But yet, he does not want to bring violence down on black people. He's walking this line, 818-985-5735. So what he's saying is, the way you are going to avoid bloodshed is to give black people our demands, and our demands from Malcolm X includes land, includes a homeland, includes full employment, includes not participating in U.S. wars. So obviously, his revolutionary program, the United States, is not going to give, but he's putting the ball in their court. What he's sort of saying is, you want to say that King is nonviolent and I'm violent? No. I'm supporting the right of revolution, but I'm saying to you, the way to avoid this is to have a nonviolent revolution. Pretty brilliant dude. 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Call in and give us some money, Alan.
818-985-5735. It's a $50 pledge of support for 9 hours by and about Malcolm X. Just a $50 pledge. I want to see people who call in right now. I want to emphasize this low-end premium right now. That was from the Ballad or the Bullet. It's available from Pacifica Radio Archives. You ain't going to hear this on an NPR station, folks. It's brilliance. It's insight. It's about the society that we live in, the United States of America, and the realities that underpin it from the most brilliant orators of all time, Malcolm X. And again, these are 7 speeches by him, a dialogue with Bayard Rustin, an interview with a media reporter, and then 3 documentaries about Malcolm X. That was a clip from The Ballad or the Bullet. 818-985-5735, where you can get it along with the whole Black History Month collection for $240. 818-985-5735. Eric Mann, I'm listening to you. I'm wondering why we don't have a weekly show or a daily show, which is, brilliant oratory and brilliant commentary on brilliant oratory. I love that, Eric. I thought it was great. And why don't we move on to another clip, more of Malcolm X on nonviolence? Shall we go to that?
Sure.
Okay.
818-985-5735, folks. Get both at $240, $20 a month. Come on, Voices from the Frontlines, folks. Listen to more of Brother Malcolm.
Here we go. Track 2.
So since I could see that America itself is a society where there is no brotherhood, and that this society is controlled primarily by racists and segregationists, and it is, who are in Washington, D.C. in positions of power, and from Washington, D.C. they exercise the same forms of brutal oppression against dark-skinned people in South and North Vietnam, or in the Congo, or in Cuba, or in any other place on this earth where they're trying to exploit and oppress. This is a society whose government doesn't hesitate to inflict the most brutal form of punishment and oppression upon dark-skinned people all over the world. To wit, right now, what's going on in around Saigon and Hanoi, and in the Congo, and in elsewhere. They are violent when their interests are at stake. But that, with all of that violence that they display at the international level, when you and I want just a little bit of freedom, we're supposed to be non-violent. They're violent. They're violent in Korea. They're violent in Germany. They're violent in the South Pacific. They're violent in Cuba. They're violent wherever they go. But when it comes time for you and me to protect ourselves against lynchers, they tell us to be non-violent. That's a shame, because we get tricked into being nonviolent. And when somebody stands up and talks like I just did, they say, well, he's advocating violence. Isn't that what they say? Every time you pick up your newspaper, you hear where one of these things has written into it that I'm advocating violence. And I have never advocated any violence. I've only said that black people who are the victims of organized violence perpetrated upon us by the Klan, the Citizens Council, and many other forms, we should defend ourselves. And when I say that we should defend ourselves against the violence of others, they use their press skillfully to make the world think that I'm calling on violence, period. And I wouldn't call on anybody to be violent without a cause. But I think the black man in this country, above and beyond people all over the world, will be more justified when he stands up and starts to protect himself, no matter how many necks he has to break and heads he has to crack.
818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. That's from the Malcolm X $50 section, I believe. But you also want to get, which we're going to hopefully get selection from next, is the Black Liberation tape for $200. And with the Malcolm X together, it's $240 or $50. Okay, thoughts on this. Notice how Malcolm X, his internationalism is so easy. He says he's talking about violence, but he's also talking about U.S. imperialism. He's not saying the United States is violent abroad, but it's just or justified and hypocritical. He's saying Congo, South Korea, North Korea, Cuba, Korea. He's saying he's against the use of U.S. imperialism all over the world. I think for those of us at the Strategy Center, those of us in the movement, I was also listening to Fannie Lou Hamer on the way, the easy way that they learn to talk about internationalism, just here's the problem here and there's the problem there. Africa, Asia, Latin America come into their conversations because their mind is in that conversation. So that's one thing I'm struck by, is he's not just exposing the violence. He's trying to get black people to understand we are part of a third world and an international united front against U.S. imperialism. Did he say that? No. But did he need to say that? No, because he already paints pictures, which is one of the things Malcolm does. The second thing, again, is the issue of armed self-defense. We know with the Trayvon Martin case, we know in every single case, all this discussion about white people's right to protect themselves. But from Robert F. Williams with Negroes with Guns to the Black Panther Party for self-defense to Malcolm X talking about self-defense, the problem is, any black person with a gun is perceived as violent by the dominant society because violence is needed to suppress black people. So if black people simply exercise their Second Amendment rights, oh, wait a minute, He was caught with a gun. He was found with a gun. We kicked in his door and found a gun. So Malcolm trying to simply defend the right of self-determination is something you got to play for your friends. And third, contrary to your stereotypes, listen to how calm he is. Sometimes when people think they want to be militant, they have to raise their voice. They have to, the perception of us in the 60s is we were loud. But he's a pretty subtle thinker. He's trying to speak slowly and softly because he wants his ideas, which are so violent, to be heard, and also to be heard clearly, because he knows they're going to be misquoted and he knows that they're going to try to assassinate him. So 818-985-5735. Folks, I don't know what's going on out there. I'm in a studio with Alan Minsky. I'm looking at G through a window. After the next quote, I'm going to go into the back room because it just gets me real nervous about what's going on. But I'm assuming, folks, that you're on the phone now. This is our show. And those simply Malcolm X, those two Malcolm X quotes alone are worth $50 or $240 to keep this show going. So even when we're on a fun drive, you're getting to listen to Malcolm X. How much better is that? So 818-985-5735. Alan, would you like to say something? Then we'll go to another
clip. Sure. We have for a $50 pledge to KPFK at 818-985-5735, the Malcolm X collection. You heard that right, folks. Just a $50 pledge to KPFK, and you have a 9-hour collection by and about Malcolm X. We have then the entire Black History Month jump drive by itself. It is a $200 pledge. And by the way, Eric, when you get that, they send you one copy to yourself and an extra copy for you. We are encouraging people for you to contribute that. First of all, send it to a relative if you like. Send it to a friend. But send it to an educational institution,
exactly,
to a library. It is the Black History Month jump drive. It is a $200 pledge by itself. One of the things it doesn't have a lot of is Malcolm X. So combine it with the Malcolm X collection for a $240 pledge. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. But right now, for maybe the last moment, I really want to encourage people to call and pledge. If they have less money that they can contribute, but they want to make a solid contribution to KPFK, $50 for the Malcolm X collection, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, The Ballot or the Bullet. Track 2, Black Muslims versus the Sit-ins. That's from 1961, Malcolm X.
Wow.
The Prospects for Freedom, Parts 1 and 2, from February 1965, very late in Malcolm X's very short life. Friends and Enemies, also from February 1965. We have a speech by Malcolm X on December 20th, 1964. And then, as I said earlier, there is an interview with Malcolm X that was in Los Angeles from Pacifica Radio in 1961. And then a dialogue between Malcolm X and Bayard Rustin. All of that is part of the Malcolm X collection for just a $50 pledge of support. I want to have people call in and pledge for that level in the first half hour of the show. For $240, though, you get everything. All of the Dr. Martin Luther King that was recorded by Pacifica Radio, plus the Malcolm X collection, plus so much from the Black Panthers, Angela Davis, an incredible history of African American history from the Pacifica Radio Archives is in the Black History Month jump drive. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. I thought maybe one of the things we could do to segue into other voices other than Malcolm's is to go to the dialogue that you, I know, listened to already between Malcolm X and Bayard Rustin. And, it was funny that you said that about him being so calm when he's speaking, and of course, such an amazingly powerful orator. Well, Malcolm X, pensive and calm, that is really of the essence in this dialogue with Bayard Rustin, and still super powerful. Should we go to that clip?
I'd love that.
Okay, we're going to go to the next clip, which is Bayard Rustin in dialogue with Malcolm X. The discussion was A Choice of Two Roads from New York City in the early 1960s.
No other people in America are placed in a second-class citizenship category. People can come here from Hungary, which is a communist country, and be incorporated or integrated into the American way of life overnight. They don't have to come in as third class, second class, or some other kind of class citizen. The only man that's placed in this category is this so-called Negro who has sat around and begged the white man to accept him as an integral part of his particular political setup and whatnot. Now, we feel that if after 100 years since Lincoln issued the so-called Emancipation Proclamation, if the black man here is still not recognized as a first-class citizen, which means free, then we don't feel that what Lincoln did actually set the so-called Negro free in the first place. Not freedom in its full sense of the word. An example. If you have a unique problem in that if the black man in Nigeria, for instance, strives against his oppressor to gain his freedom, once he gains that freedom, the oppressor leaves. But the black man in Nigeria is already at home. He has his own country. This is the...
Now, this is all well and good, but you're not answering my question.
I'm answering your question.
Right, go ahead.
The black man in America's position is unique in that he begs for freedom or demands for freedom, but once he gets this so-called freedom, he's still 9,000 miles away from that which he can call home. So he has a problem that's different than the problems of the other dark people all over this earth who have been striving for freedom. Where over there, they can use the passive approach, which is sit down or sit in or rebel in that way. When you have in India, like Gandhi, where they had 300 or 400 million black people striving against a couple hundred thousand white oppressors, then passiveness worked because all they had to do is stop, sit down. It's like an elephant sitting on a mouse or something. But here they are the majority and the oppressor is the minority. Here in America, you got the black man is the minority. And when you call yourself sitting down on the white man, all he has to do is let you sit. He can get someone else to run his factory or whatever else he wants to do.
Therefore, I come back to my question. Now, you've said a great deal about nonviolence, which we should get into, and you've implied a certain number of economic things. But I have to get first your basic position clear in my mind. Otherwise, I don't think the rest of the discussion can be meaningful. You have to answer for me clearly the question as to whether what you ultimately have to see as a logical position is leaving the United States. If for the next 200 years Negroes are not going to be citizens by your definition, why isn't it logical then for for your leader to say, let us find a piece of territory somewhere and go to it? Because either you are advocating the continuation of slavery, if that isn't logical, because you say you can't get it by the methods which I am advocating, which is the slow, grinding process of integration. Now, I want to know where you stand on that, because I can't see other things clearly unless I see this.
I'll try and make it as clear as I can. If by integration, we believe that integration is hypocrisy. If you were going to use the word brotherhood, that's another thing. We don't believe in integration, but we do believe in brotherhood. Integration.
But do you believe brotherhood is possible here?
If any time, sir, you have to pass a law that will make the white man accept you into his society, that's not brotherhood, that's hypocrisy.
I don't think that was one of Malcolm's best. First of all, Bayard Rustin set him up by sort of saying, essentially, if you don't believe in integration, why don't you go back to Africa? And in a longer quote, what we know Malcolm's answer was is that black people have the right of self-determination inside the United States, that they don't need to be integrated in the United States. They need to have their own homeland, their own states, their own rights as an oppressed people. They have the rights to go to the United Nations. So I'm not speaking anything that he hasn't said a million times, but I think if we had a longer clip, the point is that in this one, Rustin is a smart guy. Notice he says, even if it takes 200 more years of grinding, miserable efforts to integrate, yeah, Bayard, I mean, that's why you got kicked out of the Congress of Racial Equality, because your gradualism would go on forever. And then Malcolm at least was trying to say, well, this is hypocrisy. I don't want integration. I want brotherhood. And brotherhood is the beginning of saying equality, and equality is the beginning of saying self-determination. So I think that if you listen to all the other quotes from Malcolm X, you'll see a more full explanation of it. But in this case, I think the best part of the clip is Bayard Rustin. What a terrific exposure for some of the young people who say, oh, Bayard Rustin, he was great. I heard about him. He was so militant. Well, that man you were just listening to, that was Bayard Rustin, and he was one dangerous dude. I'm sorry. 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Now, look. Let's get to some money, folks. Alan tells me we got about $750, $800, $850. We have raised $3,000 on Voices to kick off a fund drive. We got to get to 2,000, which means that you got to get to the phone, and we need a lot of you in order to get there. You know how you get there? In 240s. So you get there at $20 a month, which is KPFK 818-985-5735, or you get there in 50s, which is lots of 50s to get the Malcolm X collection, or the $200 Black Liberation collection. But folks, I know a lot of you are out there. When we go to the phones, I love the listeners to Voices from the Frontlines. I mean, your intelligence, I mean that. Whether we discuss Richard Sherman, whether we discuss my review on Lincoln, when we discussed the acquittal of George Zimmerman, the phones were lighting up, and your comments were pretty amazing. That's often I leave the show thinking, I am just lucky as hell to work on KPFK, because the people out there, when we go to the phones, are very frankly sane, they're coherent, they're engaged. Where are you, folks? Come on, you can't just be calling in to have an opinion. We need you now to give a vote of confidence in the show, and I'll say that, and a vote of confidence in KPFK. 818-985-5735, the $50 Malcolm X collection, or the $200 Black Liberation collection, or the $240 combination pack. I want to see those phones light up. Come on, folks, we've got to be at $1,500 so we can get to $2,000 by 5 o'clock, which is what we want to do. Any thoughts, Alan?
Yeah, sure. One of the things, again, is to pick up again for a $50 pledge of support, the Malcolm X collection, 6 talks by Malcolm X, 2 dialogues, and then 3 documentaries about him. It's 9 hours of material. It is priceless, folks. We're making it available as a thank you gift. When you pledge support to KPFK at just the $50 level, it's also part of the $240 pack. You will get that collection, and those speeches are not on this collection. So it is a combination pack for $240 with this collection, the Black History Month jump drive. You get not just one jump drive, but 2, because you get to contribute it to wherever else you want to contribute it, and it includes so much material from the Pacifica Radio Archives, so much brilliant thought from the likes of James Baldwin, Malcolm X, Fannie Lou Hamer, Dr. Martin Luther King, 5-6 hours of Dr. Martin Luther King on this stuff, folks. It's amazing. Again, Huey Newton, Eldridge Cleaver, H. Rapp Brown, W.B. Du Bois, Dick Gregory, Redefining Black Power in the Age of Obama. So many people participated in that. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And what clip should we play next, Eric? Do you think we should go to... We could hear from Bobby Seale. We could hear from Fannie Lou Hamer.
Fannie Lou Hamer. I want to hear Fannie Lou Hamer because I know her. I've been influenced by her deeply. And before we go to Fannie Lou Hamer, as we get ready, I just want to say one other thing. If we're offering, we're not selling premium.
Nope.
We're not selling gifts. It's not, is this jump drive worth $240? Is this a $50? It's a question of, if I just said, could you please give $50 to KPFK? Could you give $240? That's the primary message. The premiums are a way to sort of get us to think, yeah, I want to support the station anyway. This is how I think. What a cool thing that I'm going to give the credit card now. I'm going to call on the phone. And then something great's going to come in the mail. But that's, let's be clear. This is raising money for listener-supported radio. It's not raising money so you can buy premiums, okay? So... take the premium as a gift, but your real gift is the station itself. Let's go to Fannie Lou Hamer.
It's a lot of people that said, well, forget about politics. But baby, what we eat is politics. And I'm not going to forget no politics. Because in 1972, when I go to Washington as Senator Hamer from Mississippi, you don't know it's going to be some changes made. Because we are going to change Mississippi. Even a storm, a person is mistreated in a storm. When we had Camille in Mississippi, the governor sent for the refugees. The black people was put in Jackson State College. The white people was put in Robert E. Lee Hotel. When they started sending the people out, the white people was put in trailers. The black people was put at Camp Shelby. The National Guardsmen was caught looting. The National Guardsmen is what we call the draft dodgers. They are not going to do anything at home but beat the people down that's trying to bring a change in this country. And people, whether you believe it or not, you better remember this today. A house divided against itself cannot stand. A nation that's divided against itself cannot stand. And it's 2 past midnight, and we're on our way out. But we have to have a change. And the change is going to first start in bringing the boys home from Vietnam. And I don't want you to think that you have to pick out a way for me to exist in this society. You know, black people has caught a lot of hell, too. We first been told that we wasn't fitting to, we got to get the kind of education to fit in this society. But as sick as it is, I wonder, do I want the kind of education that's going to really rob me of having real love and compassion for my fellow man? We got to start in every institution in this country, because the history that we've been getting, baby, has never happened and it never will. And we got to change some curriculums. And in making the change, we can have more peace and real democracy when we bring the boys home. And some of the billions of dollars that's being spent in Vietnam can go into rural areas like Mississippi. And I want you to know something. Don't kid yourself, baby. You can say up south and down south. The only difference in Mississippi and California, Berkeley, is we know what them white folk think about us, and some of you don't know what they think about you here. They will shoot me in the face there, and as soon as you turn around, they'll shoot you in the back. So you ain't doing no big thing here. The problem here is like the problem all over the country. And decent people, I'm not talking about I'm going to tap something because it looked foolish to me to come out of my house and throw a bottle at my brother's house. I'm not talking about that kind of crap. I'm talking about some real changes that's going to help people throughout the country. And the only way we can do that is stop engaging ourselves, and I have to say us, in this racist world.
Eric Mann, listening to the voice of the amazing Fannie Lou Hamer. I'm going to tell you a Fannie Lou Hamer story in a minute. 818-985-5735. I'm going to tell you a little bit of what you just said, or my commentary. Then we're going to read the names of some people that have given money. We're up to over $1,200, folks. We got to get to $2,000. We're going to do it. You're doing great. So 818-985-5735. Come on, voices from the front lines. We know how to do these things. Again, several things. And I want to thank Crystal McMillan and Julian Lamb, who gave me some of these clips on my way over. So I was listening to them in the car, and we picked similar ones. So the first thing about Fannie Lou Hamer, of course, you have to really understand is that she was a sharecropper who didn't even know she had any rights at a point when SNCC organizers found her. And what they found, of course, was Einstein. What they found was Picasso. They found one of the great people of all time stuck on a plantation like many, many other millions of black people were, with all the amazing talent that was ruined by the plantation system that still exists in this country. Second thing is, again, Vietnam, Vietnam, Vietnam. Notice, again, that every speaker in this period in history was talking about Vietnam. And when Martin Luther King said that I have a pain in my heart because I was late on Vietnam, understand again that you already heard Malcolm on Vietnam. Now you heard Fannie Lou Hamer on Vietnam. So everybody would just say Mississippi, Vietnam, Mississippi, Vietnam. We don't do that enough in our work. I think we should be saying South LA, U.S. troops in South Korea should get out. We should say East LA, what's the United States doing still in Iraq? What's it doing in Afghanistan to make the connections? What is it doing in Africa? What's it doing in, why are we not lifting the blockade of Cuba? Notice the facility with which they were trying to talk about the international situation. Secondly, notice again, Malcolm is talking about the wolf down south and the fox up north. She calls it down south and up south. Why? They're trying to get the north, who are complacent, who think, oh yeah, the problem is the south, to think about a system. So don't underestimate for a minute the strategic brilliance of this popular form of agitation and propaganda. She knew exactly what she was saying, and I'm going to tell you a great Fannie Lou Hamer story in a minute. So 818-985-5735, let me read you some names, and thank you. Sherry Franklin, Patrick Roques, Jesus Guerrero, Catherine Akingbade, Martin Hernandez, Paul Gregory Vignole, Leanne Mann, a very good friend of mine. thank you, Leanne, my wife, of course, and my partner. $240, girl! I must have been very persuasive. Okay, so obviously, our family just put our money where our mouth is, so that even makes me more comfortable.
And let's match that, folks.
I'm serious.
Match it. We got to match that. We got to match that.
Right. Leanne just pledged $20 a month on a credit card for $240, my dear friend, and we want to do it. So come on. Other people can do that. If my family, I'm not just telling you to give. I'm saying our family just gave $240, or I should say even Leanne gave $240 to KPFK. You can do the same at $20 a month. I'd like to see 3, 4, 5 people calling right now at 818-985-5735. Alan?
818-985-KPFK. Indeed, for a $240 pledge, you will get the entire Black History Month jump drive, including all 5 hours of Dr. Martin Luther King originally recorded by Pacifica Radio. We have a 5-part series on the Black Panther Party, and it is an amazing collection. It is over 30 hours of material, and you get not one jump drive, but two, because you can contribute it to your favorite educational institution or to another family member or to a friend. You can gift it. That's a $200 pledge by itself. For a $50 pledge by itself, the Malcolm X collection, 9 hours of material by and about Malcolm X from the Pacifica Radio Archives, combine them for a $240 pledge. Now, folks, we have to match this pledge from Leanne Mann, 818-985-5735. There's a call right now. Let's get three more calls before we go to our next clip at 818-985-5735. Pledge at the $50 level, the $200 or $240 level, or whatever level you can give. 818-985-5735. Join Edgar Pacas. Join Mark T. Masayoki. Join Rose M. Elizondo. Thank you so much for your pledges from all of you. And we have three anonymous pledges from Los Angeles, from Carson, and from Rancho Palos Verdes. Folks, call in. Pledge support, 818-985-5735. I want to see that $240 matched at 818-985-5735. Again, if you have less money to contribute, but you want to support the station, for a $50 pledge, we can send you as a thank you gift the priceless Malcolm X collection. For $20 a month, get the Malcolm X collection along with the Black History Month jump drive, and you'll have incredible talks by Cornel West, Angela Davis on Blues Legacies and Black Feminism, a great talk. We have Alfre Woodard celebrating the 100th anniversary of the publication of The Souls of Black Folk.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. Dick Gregory, George Jackson, and the Soledad Brothers. We have Defining Black Power, Redefining Black Power in the Age of Obama. There's another call. Let's get two more calls as we try to match the pledge that's put on the table by Leon Mann at 818-985-5735. And again, 5 hours of material from Dr. Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King on the power of peaceful persuasion, the future of integration, a speech called We Want to Be Free, a speech called The Dimensions of a Complete Life. We have Martin Luther King on America's Chief Moral Dilemma. That was about Vietnam. We have Martin Luther King, Men and Women in the Arts Concerned with Vietnam. And then we have Domestic Urgencies versus Military Costs, 818-985-5735. Eric, we have one more call we want to see before we go to the next clip.
All right. Come on, folks. $240. Alan, would you go to the back again and see if we can get some more money and more names? 818-985-5735. It would really be great if we can get another 240. We want to get 2,000. And let me say something else. There is a struggle in this station, which is not a secret, about the emphasis on social justice programming. We think it should be the central mission. There's different visions of the station. we want to show that there's support for Voices from the Front Lines, that we support the station, not just the show. We understand that the station is a financial entity. It has to pay bills. The fund drive are sort of integrated into the reality of the station. Everybody says that we wish they had less, but the reality is for a fairly long time, the fund drive is going to be the central issue. So in that, we're going to have a good show today. We've already been having a good time. We're going to have another really good clip. Let's raise some serious money today so it could be said that not just Pacifica, but Voices from the Front Lines had a really good showing. 818-985-5735. Alan, do put on another clip, and I'll comment, and we'll get some more money.
Well, let me ask you, though. Do you want to hear from Bobby Seal, Angela Davis?
Angela Davis.
Okay, this is going to be a talk. I think this is very interesting. This is about the Black... This is not her giving oratory. This is her being interviewed about the Black Panther vigil attacked by the LAPD.
Perfect.
And it is track 7. Angela Davis, take it away.
What we need to do is to find organizational forms that are capable of bringing together people in the same way that the Black Panther Party did. And I was thinking as I was listening to Janina about an experience that I had in Los Angeles when in the latter part of 1969 the Black Panther Party office was attacked by the Los Angeles Police Department upon the orders of the FBI. We know about that conspiracy to destroy the Black Panther Party. Well, as we attempted in the aftermath of the attack, after the wounded had been removed, there were some of us who wanted to organize a vigil so that the police would not continue to destroy the office. So we called upon the community to come out and participate in a round-the-clock vigil in front of the office. In any event, we were attacked ourselves. It was late at night, and the SWAT squad came in again. And Mervyn Dimerly was there, as a matter of fact. He was the first one who was knocked down by the SWAT people. And they moved on to the crowd in such a vicious, barbarous way that it reminded me of the SS troops of the Nazis. Now, the point that I'm making is that once they attacked us, we had nowhere to go. There was nothing that we could do. We were surrounded. We were unarmed. What we did was run. We ran down all of the streets in that community surrounding the office. We had no idea what we were going to do. And suddenly, doors began to open. People in the community began to open their doors and whisper to us to come in. They turned their lights out and we lay down on the floor trying to figure out how we were going to deal with this police attack. And that served as a lesson to me of the extent to which that community had been affected by the organizing that was done. They might not have been people who came to the office, they weren't people who were visible, but they were there when it was necessary, and they saved our lives. We don't know what would have happened if we hadn't had somewhere to run that night. And then the next day, well, we call for a general strike in the Black community. We call upon people to come to City Hall and protest this attack on the Black Panther Party office. And I can remember we got to the steps of City Hall, and we were wondering whether anybody was going to show up. And we were afraid that people might have been frightened by this display of force and this horrendous repression. And then thousands and thousands and thousands of people came. They never stopped coming, it seemed. And that was a sign, I think, of the work that had been done, what the community felt about the programs that had been organized. Many of them who might not have been willing to associate themselves with the militant stance and the rhetoric of the Black Panther Party were there when it was necessary to stand up and challenge the powers that were trying to destroy the organization. And I think that what we need now is to learn some lessons from those who knew how to do the organizing. Ron Dellum said something at the funeral today, which I have been thinking about and thinking about. He said that we need to go to Washington. Thousands and thousands and thousands of us, not just for a march. He said we should go to Washington and stay until the Republican government sits down and negotiates is willing to negotiate demands around health care and housing and an end to the drug epidemic in our communities and women's reproductive rights and all of those issues that we need to be talking about during this period.
Wow, wow, wow. 818-985. That was Angela Davis. 818-985-5735. We got 7 minutes.
Mm.
We're at $1,800.
We got 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes, and we got to get over $2,000, which we will. So quick, folks, 818. I'm going to talk while you're calling. 818-985-5735. So, again, comments on the commentary. First, again, Angela is so cerebral that we forget that she's both a brilliant, brilliant professor, and she's just talking about running down the streets of South L.A. about to be shot. That same woman was on the run for over a year, at which point any time she could have been killed and assassinated. What an amazing combination of courage. Second thing is, I'm sorry, but for a lot of you people that say, well, I left the movement because I wanted to be spiritual, give me a break. If you don't hear the spirituality in her voice, if you don't hear the centeredness of her, of Malcolm, of Fannie Lou Hamer, you can't be spiritual if you're not trying to change the society, unless you want a bourgeois, sterile spirituality about your own navel. So if you look at, if you feel the depth of the ethical vision that you're hearing, 818-985-5735, this has been mind-blowing to me. The story about the community taking them in for us organizers at the Bus Riders Union, showing that sometimes you don't know what your organizing has generated. But there, when it, as she said, the community saved her life. 818-985-5735. Consider this. Get the gifts, the $50 Malcolm or the $200 Black Liberation or the $240, and just run, have some friends over, and just sit around with 20 minutes of that. And just like I've been doing, stop each time the person speaks. And then have 15 minutes of just talking about it. Then run another clip and have another 15 minutes of talking about it. It's like having friends in your living room, brilliant, brilliant friends, Malcolm X, Angela Davis, W.B. Du Bois, Martin Luther King. You can't have it any better, and you can't have any better than Voices from the Frontline. So come on, folks, 818-985-5735. We want to go. We're over $1,800. You know we can get, sometimes they say, please, 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 but we're going to make it. Just get on the phone now. $240 gets us right over $2,000. $50 gets us to almost $1,900. $350 gets us to $2,000. So you can do it. 818-985-5735. Support Voices from the Frontlines. Support Black Revolutionary Thought. Support KPFK and listener-sponsored radio. And support your own development as a human being.
818-985-5735. We have 3 pledge levels. For a $50 pledge of support, you can get the Malcolm X collection from the Pacifica Radio Archives. For a $200 pledge of support, get the Black History Month Jump Drive, and it includes loads of material from Dr. Martin Luther King, Cornel West, Angela Davis, Bobby Seale, Huey Newton, June Jordan, Nelson Mandela, folks. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. But it doesn't have a lot of Malcolm X, so you add the Malcolm X collection to that for a $240 pledge of support to KPFK. It's a thank you gift we send to you when you pledge at that level. We have 2 more minutes, Eric Mann. 818-985-5735, the $50 level, the $200 or $240 level for everything we featured this hour's thank you gifts. 818-985-5735.
And one other thing I want you to know, the other voice you're hearing is Alan Minsky, and I don't know if a lot of you know the amazing work that he does. He helped us get the show, Voices from the Front Lines. He worked with Tammy Banglou, with Damon Azali Rojas, with Manuel Kiyoyo, and myself to conceptualize the show. He supports this kind of programming. He cares about this kind of program. He helped me during the Occupy, that I was down in Occupy LA. I was one of the KPFK reporters. We work with Mark Maxwell, who has his wonderful jazz show. This is an amazing group of people. Alan works a lot behind the scenes. You often hear him the most in his passion during the fund drive. So let's all do it for a vote of confidence in him as well. 818-985-5735. Vote of support for Voices, and also for Crystal and for Julian. We're going to put out, those of you who are on our mailing list, www.voicesfromfrontlines.com. We're going to put out the total, because Some of you are still going to get the money coming in at 5, 501, 504, 505 when we get off the show. Make sure you're telling them that this is a Voices contribution. And 818-985-5735. Any last thoughts, Alan?
Well, I want to thank Bapasha Sham for helping out with the clips. And let's have a few more people call in at 818-985-5735. Thank you for the kind words. And Eric Mann, it has been absolutely a thrill and an honor to be here with you, to hear you comment on this brilliant material from the Pacifica Radio Archives. It would be a great show format itself. 818-985-5735. $50 pledge level. 200 or 240. Call now. Last few seconds. 818-985-5735.
And a big shout out to Leanne Hurst Mann, who listens, is my critic, my friend, my comrade, and now a lead contributor and a very private person, but we used your name, Leanne, in the interest of the cause.